B-Pod Studios.
Boston.
Get up.
Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa.
The Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
Can we not, listen, Popeyes, can you not do this right now? We're trying to keep people indoors. I'm requesting you don't do this. This is happening right now at the Popeyes in Denver. But it's going to blow up, and then it's going to come here, and then it's going to be that chicken sandwich madness that we had last year all over again. And that is, by the way, it's the Get Up Crew, High 96.9. Good morning. Thank you for listening and all that good stuff. Okay, so Popeyes is testing out a new chicken sandwich. And this is what scares me. When they did that chicken sandwich last year, I didn't understand because I'm like, it's a chicken sandwich. It's just a chicken. Why is everyone freaking out over
it's
a chicken
amazing
sandwich?
Chicken sandwich.
Okay, well, this one actually sounds amazing. The other one didn't sound amazing and apparently it was spectacular.
Mm-hmm.
This one sounds amazing. So you might be seeing me in line for this one. Barbecue bacon cheddar chicken sandwich. I'm walking away. I know you're in your vegan stage, Fevs, right?
Well,
now.
Well, no, so. I've been eating seafood, but
oh, you have?
Yeah.
Well, why don't you start having some barbecue bacon cheddar chicken sandwich? Melissa, what are you gonna line up?
Well, I'm not really that much into barbecue. Well,
will you just stop right here,
yeah,
right now?
It actually does sound good. Cheddar is my favorite cheese, too.
Look at that.
Can you put the cheddar cheese
here we go.
On the regular Popeyes chicken sandwich?
Why?
Without the barbecue and the bacon. Can you do that, I wonder?
Do
I know
have,
at Chick-fil-A,
do I have
put,
a shirt with stripes
no,
on it?
I'm just wondering if it's mentioned.
Do I have a name tag that says Ramiro?
At Chick-fil-A, you can add cheese to any of their chicken sandwiches.
Okay, well, listen. This isn't Chick-fil-A's versus Popeye's. This is Popeye's new bacon cheddar chicken sandwich.
Oh.
Last year, when we were talking about their regular chicken sandwich, people were lining up. People were getting in fights. They were shooting each other.
I waited in line 30 minutes at the drive-thru to get
we
one.
We had racist incidents because of that. Remember the nonsense last year? Remember remember the little kid? Find me the version of that little kid who goes, I like chicken. I just like chicken. People were just leaving their kids in line.
I love that kid.
Damn.
People were doing that thing. You know, like when movies are going to come out and people line up like days in advance? People were doing that with their kids. We found this family that just put their kid in line. They said, stay here. Whenever people take a step up, you take a step up with them. We'll be back in 2 hours. They were doing that for a regular chicken sandwich. Now you're adding barbecue and cheddar.
That does sound good. This sounds good.
This is what's going to cause. This is what's going to cause wave two of corona. I'm calling it right now.
Oh, my God.
All right.
Forget social distancing.
Forget social distancing.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com. The place to be for podcast discovery.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.